Mia, that was to disrupt rebel activity and also to prevent videos, photos of the human rights abuses which were going on and are going on in that part of the country from reaching the outside world. I mean, that was clear.
There is another issue we haven't mentioned yet, and that is journalists and human rights workers are also placed in danger because of the lack of communication available to them.
These shutdowns, not always, but almost always, occurring in the context of serious political unrest. And it's not just for me, but for many people, Ethiopians with family and friends abroad, myself with, you know, family and friends abroad, it is very worrying. They can't check in on you. It's harder, you know, they don't know what's going on. They aren't able to get in touch easily to check that you're safe. That is obviously a problem. I went to Western Ethiopia earlier this year, where there was a 3-month regional blackout, essentially. And that was worrying not just for people back home, but for even friends in Addis who are not, you know, who can't check in on you so easily, check in on me so easily. In that particular incident, there was also no text or phone calls in this town. So people even in Addis were not able to contact me.
Talking to Tom, it is clear that despite all the shutdowns that he has experienced, it is still something that makes him uneasy.
You feel very disconnected from the world. It's kind of it's a strange sensation to know that the rest of the world is online and you're in this kind of black hole. You know, these are the moments. The internet shutdowns come at a time where clearly, by definition, there is news going on. You're at your busiest. And yeah, it makes things a lot trickier.
Internet access can itself be regarded as an enabler of human rights connected to freedom of expression and freedom of information. As we have heard throughout this series, it is also integrally connected to other human rights, including access to healthcare, education, as well as the right to live and freedom from unfair detainment. In the last episode of Kill Switch, which will be released next week, we take a look at the future of the fight against internet shutdowns. For more information about how to support the Keep It On Coalition and our work, visit our website www.accessnow.org. This podcast was produced by Access Now and Volume with funding support from Internews. Our music is by Oman Mori. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share as widely as possible to help the fight against internet shutdowns. I am your host, Felicia Antonio. Goodbye, and remember to keep it on.
Her çemde garende sarışın mavi deli. أو محرم أسرار نديمي من يا رب أو همدم غم خار قديمي من يا رب أو جوهر شهوار يتيمي من يا رب كو تويا تجباح ري كو غيلتا مجنون دیگی سوی چلیلای کداخو یا وابق جادوی چعزرای کاخو دیوانه آهوی چه سحرای کداخو کم چهره پریدی و نترسا و دلیم کم چهره پریدی و نترسا و دلیم شوقی جمالی نازانی بخوای چون بدم درد و حالی
shama Kakasa kato kabasa Malete se to toko bo shaba Balasa kolon shaba Palo pande gete soko Makatare se kre bo shaba Le prosoko, 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 le prosoko
We'll be right back. Ha ha ha.